my circle. Okay.
Right on,
there they go.
Go with the shears.
Look, these are some grinding times here right now. It's not anything you ever expect. I know that we've lost a few games in a row, but we've got one direction to go in, and that's to continue fighting and coming out here tomorrow and getting this thing to turn around. It isn't going to happen automatically. There are no teams in the big leagues that are going to lay down and allow us to win a baseball game. We got to find a way to make good things happen. We got to find a way to do the little things. We got to find a way to execute at a high level. We got to find a way to expect to make plays and make pitches and have quality at bats the most critical time in the game. Those are things that I expect us to do. Being youthful is not an excuse for that. We have good players here. Good players here that need to go out and perform and expect good things to happen. We budget for tough times. We are in a grinding moment right now. So I want these guys to absorb what happened today, understand why it happened, and come out here tomorrow and execute and get it done. That's all we can do. We showed a little bit of life. We fought. David had the big two-run home run that gave us the lead. Dalton followed that up with a ball into the right center field gap that scored another run. So, everything was going in a good direction, but things unraveled quickly. The key blow was a three-run home run by their second baseman, and it wasn't anything that we expected. Once again, we just got to execute. Guy clipped us, and it was a big three-run home run, and that was the difference in the game. Davies was fantastic. I decided to remove him from the game after 74 pitches. I felt like it lined up perfectly. We had a fully gassed up bullpen, and I was budgeting, or I was projecting certain things, and I had every matchup ready to go, and it just didn't work out the way that we wanted it to, or the way I expected it to. But there were some good moments today. I did talk about them. I thought Zach was fantastic. And it was just a couple earned runs. I thought he was changing speeds front to back, as he always does, and dotted it up on that outer edge to right-handed batter. So it's just a good day for him. Unfortunately, we couldn't win this baseball game, but we're going to come out tomorrow and do our best to get it done.
They hit that big home run. It seemed like it just took the life out of you guys. At least you didn't fight back offensively the way that.
Yeah.
I guess it feels like a few weeks ago you guys were kind of putting together those stuff at back late in the game to make it interesting. It doesn't feel like the offense is doing that as much late in the game anymore.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. I can't deny it. The results haven't been there the same as they were when we would fall down a couple runs. Very short time ago. The easy thing to do would be for me to sit here and give credit to the opposing pitching, but we have good hitters on this team. We have grinders. We have guys that understand what their role is, and we put guys on base, and we're gonna find a way to close that gap up. But I think the past 2 days we've had some big home runs hit against us, and you're right. I think it's flatlined us, and we haven't come back from it. We got to find a way to get that done.
Is this the most frustrated you've been?
Probably, yeah, for sure. I didn't expect us to get swept by San Diego. I didn't expect us to lose the first two games at home against Detroit. And with all due respect to the opposition, I feel like we're a good baseball team, and we can win baseball games no matter who we're playing against. We got to find a way to get it done. So yeah, I'm probably more frustrated right now than I ever have been because of a lot of the little things that are taking place. And I just want us to remember that competition is fun and exciting when you do it well, and you got to get after it, and you got to make good things happen.
Did you get an explanation from Buddy on what happened on that broken bat?
The ground ball? No, I haven't had a chance to talk to Buddy about it. I don't know what happened. It looked like it was a fairly routine ball, right? And I know he looked like he was over the ball. And it squirted by him. So, yeah, I have no explanation for that.
Did you guys make a roster move post
game? I'll announce that Dallas Keuchel will be our starting pitcher tomorrow.
But Tori, when the Clemens home run comes off a guy like Manaply, who's been close to invincible this year,
yeah.
Does that add an element of shock that makes it harder to come back from it?
A little bit, Joe's been on an unbelievable run, and we have been with him and riding with him, and it's been so fun for all of us to watch. And he'll find his way back on that run. He just got clipped. He made a mistake. Yeah, I think it came as a big shock to the team. Just goes to show you that when a big league hitter steps up into the batter's box and you don't execute, they can make you pay. It doesn't matter if it's left on left or not. Yeah, I think it left us a little startled for sure. Me included.
That potential transfer extra step issue we're seeing from Geraldo.
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about that much? I mean, it seems like a good fast runner out there. It's catching up to him a little bit.
Yeah. I know you're most likely talking about the ball in the first inning, right? He's got to get rid of that ball. He's got to plant that right foot in the ground, and you got to get rid of it there. We've worked really hard with Jerry on his footwork and his setup and driving throws across the diamond. We do preach, you know, step and a half, two steps, gather and go. So I like when he does it, when it's a routine play, but I think he's got to stick that right foot in the ground and let that thing eat across the diamond. I think it was Baez. If it was a Baez ball you're talking about, yeah. He knows the speed of the runner. I think he just gathered a little bit too long. He threw the ball really well in his last outing. We've been having a lot of discussions. We had some internal options, and we feel like he deserves this opportunity, and he's been working really hard to make this happen. And Stromy's been there with him every step of the way. The group and the ACL has been saying that he's been doing his job and getting after it. And we have a vacancy. We have a fifth spot vacancy, and we need somebody to step up. Thanks, you guys.